Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration posted an advisory warning that its United States Notice to Air Missions, or NOTAM, system failed, resulting in estimated flight delays and cancellations impacting at least hundreds of flights. The NOTAM system sends notices of essential information for personnel handling flight operations that isn't known far enough in advance to be sent by other methods. The advisory said it ordered airlines to pause all domestic departures until 9 a.m. Eastern on January 11th in order to validate the integrity of flight and safety information. The FAA said it's investigating the cause of the issue. The White House press secretary said there is no evidence of a cyber attack at this point. The FAA subsequently confirmed it lifted the ground ban just before 9 a.m., with flights gradually resuming. On its Discord server, OpenAI said it began starting to think about how to monetize ChatGPT through a version called ChatGPT Professional as a way to ensure the tool's long-term viability. The company posted a waitlist link in Discord, asking potential customers questions about pricing. The game Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge launched on iOS and Android as a mobile exclusive for Netflix subscribers. The game previously launched on Xbox, PlayStation, and the Nintendo Switch. In other Netflix news, it reached a multi-year partnership with the Screen Actors Guild to livestream the SAG Awards starting in 2024. The show will also be streamed on Netflix's YouTube channel. Windows Central's Zach Bowden sources say Microsoft's next Surface phone will use a foldable design rather than using dual screens. This will reportedly use a 180-degree hinge, internal foldable screen, and external cover display. No word on a ship date for the device, but Microsoft reportedly scrapped a finalized dual-screen design for a proposed Surface Duo 3. When the Nothing Phone 1 launched last year, the company didn't announce plans for the device to come to the U.S. Now it announced the Nothing OS 1.5 beta membership, where customers in the U.S. can try out Android 13 on the Nothing Phone 1 for $299. The device won't ship with radios designed for U.S. carriers, offering support for T-Mobile's LTE and some 5G bands, AT&T LTE only, and very limited LTE support for Verizon. The beta membership lasts through June 2023. Twitter began rolling out changes to feed appearances on iOS, now showing two feed tabs, For You and Following. For You will show when opening the app, which will offer an algorithmically driven feed similar to the old home feed. Following will show a chronological feed of followed accounts similar to latest tweets. Users can swipe between the two. No word when the new feeds will come to Android. Alphabet graduated its ex-moonshot factory computational agriculture project Mineral into a full Alphabet company. Mineral works at using generative AI, machine learning, and edge compute hardware to develop sensing tech for richer plant datasets and organizing crop data across disparate sources. The Register spotted changes in Microsoft's licensing guide update, which will move some Teams features to the Teams Premium add-on subscription when it fully launches next month. Features moving to Premium include live translated captions, custom together mode scenes, analytics and SMS notifications for virtual appointments, and timeline markers in meeting recordings when people leave or join. Buy with Prime is an Amazon service that lets non-Amazon websites and apps offer Amazon Prime benefits like free shipping and next-day deliveries. So if a shopper has an Amazon Prime subscription, they can get those benefits even when shopping outside of Amazon. Amazon already launched the service on an invite-only basis, but plans to expand Buy with Prime to all eligible U.S.-based merchants by January 31st. Merchants must have an Amazon Seller Central and Amazon Pay account to become eligible. Goods must be stored with Amazon for fulfillment. As part of California's budget proposal for 2023 and 2024, Governor Gavin Newsom said that in a matter of months, people will be able to get your driver's license on a digital wallet. Newsom offered no other details other than to say it would be next level. California is not on Apple's list of states committed to supporting storing digital IDs in Apple Wallet. Reuters sources say the Chinese display maker BOE Technology Group plans to build two factories in Vietnam, potentially investing up to $400 million. Production at the sites would reportedly focus on OLED displays. BOE supplies both Apple and Samsung. Apple said it paid developers $320 billion in 2022, up 23% in the year. The company also said subscriptions through the App Store increased 20.8% in the year to 900 million. Overall, its services business grew 14% in 2022 on the year to $78.1 billion, with growth slowing from 27% in 2021. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo expects Apple to release the first MacBook with an OLED display by the end of 2024 at the earliest. Meanwhile, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple plans to start using its own custom displays on mobile devices as early as 2024, starting with switching from OLED to micro-LED displays on high-end Apple Watches, and eventually making displays for the iPhone. 9to5 Google reviewed a document temporarily posted by Google saying the company plans to add JavaScript development support to its Fuchsia OS, currently used on some Nest Hub hardware, by the first half of 2023. That timeline is needed to support a new device coming with Fuchsia pre-installed at production. Other Nest hardware in the past has upgraded to Fuchsia after release. And finally, Samsung will hold its Galaxy Unpacked 2023 event on February 1st in San Francisco at 1 p.m. Eastern, its first in-person event since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Samsung will stream the event on its site and YouTube. Expected updates include the Galaxy S23 series and new Galaxy Book laptops. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.